children, I'm going to read a parable, a short little story that the Lord told us. And in it, there's a servant, and he does three kinds of work. See if you can hear what the three kinds of work are that the servant does in this parable from Luke chapter 17. But which of you, if you have a servant plowing or shepherding, will tell him as soon as he comes in out of the field, come, sit down to eat? But will he not rather tell him, prepare something with which I may have supper, and having girded yourself, minister to me till I have eaten and drunk, and after these things thou mayest eat and drink? Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were ordered him? I think not. So likewise you, when you have done all things that you are instructed to do, say, we are useless servants. We have done what we ought to do. Now here's a little picture of this parable. Maybe it can help you remember what some of the things that the servant, kinds of work the servant did. You can see some cows in the background here. That's one of the what he used for one kind of work that he did. And you can see him doing another kind of work in the front. So what was one of the kinds of work that the servant did? Do you remember?
Plowing.
Plowing, that's right. And also taking care of? Is that what you're going to say, sheep? And what's the third kind? You can see him doing it right here. What's he doing? Yes? That's right. He's making dinner for the master who's sitting in the chair here. He's serving him. So those are the three kinds, plowing, shepherding, and serving his master. So now if you can imagine, if you were a young man and you needed a job, you wanted to do something useful and you needed to earn some money, and you met a man who needed a servant, and the master said, tell you what, if you will plow my fields and take care of my sheep and make my supper in the evening, then I'll pay you a denarius, which is a silver coin, every day. And you said, yeah, that sounds fair. And you shook hands with him and said yes. And you began to work for him. And suppose that you'd been out in the field working all day, plowing or taking care of his sheep, and now it was evening, so you came in and you made supper for him. Do you think that the master would say to you when you came in from working in the fields, oh, you must be tired. Here, sit down and have supper. What did the Lord say about that? Was that what the master would say? He would say no. He wouldn't say that. He would say no. Please make my supper and then you can eat. And then the Lord asked, and would the master thank the servant for making supper for him? What did Jesus say? Do you remember? He said, I don't think so. Because that's his job. That's what he agreed to do. That's what he signed up to do. That's what he does every day. He works in the fields, he makes the man supper, and then he goes and eats. So the Lord said, when we have done all the work that we're taught to do, then we should say, we are useless servants. We're nothing special. We've just done what we ought to do. So imagine, do any of you have chores or jobs that you do at your house that you regularly do? What's a job you do?
Clean your room.
Clean your room, okay. Anybody else have another chore that they do at home? Yes?
I pick up things that people litter.
Okay, you pick up litter, okay. Yes?
I do the dishwasher.
The dishwasher, emptying the dishwasher, great. Uh-huh. Very good. Anybody else have another job that they usually do? Yes?
Clean
up the books. Okay. Very good. So suppose that you're doing one of these jobs. So let's say setting the table. Do any of you ever set the table?
Me.
Some of you know how to set the table?
Okay.
You do? Very good. Suppose that you're setting the table. suppose when you're little, you're just learning how to set the table, and you learn where to put the fork. The fork goes on this side, and the prongs go up. They don't go down. They don't go sideways. They go straight up and down. And you learn how to do that. And the knife goes on the other side, and the spoon next to it, and a napkin over here, and maybe a cup over the spoon. And you learn how to do that. And your mama might say, when you're first learning how to do that, good job, you did it right. You didn't get it backwards, you got it right. Good job. And it's so wonderful that you have a brain that can learn how to do that. Okay, but when you get older. So think about this. This is really a helpful job when you set the table, because what if nobody set the table? Then when everybody came for supper, everybody would have to run into the kitchen and get their own silverware and their cups and their plates, wouldn't they? And that wouldn't be very peaceful. But when the table is all nicely set, everybody can sit down and have a good conversation and have supper together. So it's really helpful when you set the table for your family, isn't it? That's cool that you can do that when you get big enough. And so, now what if every single time, suppose you've been setting the table for a year, what if every time you put the fork on straight, your mom said, "Wow, great job!" That would be kind of silly, wouldn't it? Well, of course, I know where the fork goes. I've been doing it for a year. Besides, your mama's probably busy. She's probably making supper or taking care of the other kids. So she doesn't say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you," every time you set the table or put one of the forks on straight. That's just your job, and it's a very good way of helping out your family. And the same thing's true for all the other jobs you do, like picking up your toys or putting away the books or the other things that you do to help out in your family. And the older you get, the more helpful things you can do, which is wonderful that you can grow up to be a really helpful person. Now, what if everybody in the whole world, whenever somebody did something good, a little bit good, everybody stopped and said, "Oh, great job, great job, great job." What would happen? First of all, that would be pretty silly, wouldn't it? And second, nobody would ever get anything done because they'd always be stopping to clap for somebody else. But even worse than that, what if you're a person and the only reason you ever do anything to help somebody else is so everybody will say, "Ooh, he's a great guy, he's great." That would be selfish, wouldn't it? That would be all about me instead of how can I help you. And on the other hand, if you grow up to be someone who likes to help other people, who's glad that the Lord has made me into a person who can help somebody else, then the Lord's love flows into you and makes you happy, because that's the kind of person the Lord is. He loves to help everybody. And we can be like the Lord in that way. So that's why in this parable, the Lord has taught us that when we've done something good, we should say, "I'm nothing special. I'm a useless servant, just an ordinary person. I've just done what I ought to do." Because when we say that, it helps us receive the Lord's love and it makes us happier. Amen.